Eats Breakfast with McDonald's Breakfast. Got a yawn at dawn? Fix it with McDonald's Coffee. Daily from 7 a.m.
Morning.
How are we all?
Oh, a little bit sore, guys. I'm not going to lie.
Why are you sore?
My back is killing me. From the class I did yesterday, and it's not a brag, but I'm so sore.
What kind of class was it?
It's a BLT class.
What's a BLT class?
Bacon, lettuce, tomato.
That's what I thought.
Bums, legs and thighs.
Oh.
So bums, legs and thighs you did, and your back is sore.
There's a lot of squatting. And you know when you go into something that everyone's done for some time and you're the newbie and so you're trying to keep up?
Oh no.
Did you not join a beginner's class?
No, you just do it at your own pace, but everybody was good.
Yeah, so you tried to be as good.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Well, that's the latest now.
BLT class.
Hang on a second. Can we just get one thing straight first? BLT is a sandwich.
It is.
It's not a gym class.
Also, well,
it's also bums, legs and thighs.
Yeah, exercise
three
people.
Great things.
Yeah, exercise people, back off, okay? BLT is a sandwich.
Okay, so you're the old deer hobbling around this morning.
Yeah, my back, lads, my back.
It's not good. You're out there, you're crouching.
Yeah. It's too hard to get up from the chair, so I'm just going to stand.
We should point out Trish has a bad back today.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I went to a BLT class.
She ate too many sandwiches.
We learned earlier, myself and Minnie, what a BLT class is. It's bums,
legs, and
thighs.
Oh, tummy.
Tummy. Bums, legs, tummy. Okay.
Oh, is that? Oh, not thighs.
Bum. No. Yeah, I got it wrong at the start. It's tummy.
She doesn't even know what she's going to the gym
bums,
for.
Bums, legs, tummy.
And back, apparently.
Yeah, clearly in my case.
Yeah.
If you want to get up. Eat breakfast. Get down like this. On Beat 102-103.
I wanted to mention this, an article I was reading on BuzzFeed, and it was all about the little things that make people feel slightly guilty.
Uh-huh.
Let me give you an inkling of what we're talking about. These are things that you shouldn't really stress over, but at the same time, you can't can't help yourself but feeling a little bit bad over it.
A little bit, yeah.
Some examples. When you use a big note to pay for something. I get that with taxi drivers. When I get in, I realise I've only got a 50 euro note on me and I feel the need to apologise in advance.
Yeah.
I said, I'm really sorry. I don't mean to clear you out first thing in the morning, but I've only got a 50 on me.
I don't feel bad in taxi drivers if they haven't got the change of what could be a tenner. Out of a 50.
But maybe the last person, like, the last two people got in and gave him 50s.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but if all I'm back buying is a packet of chewing gum with a 50,
yeah.
Then say, if it's less than a euro, I'd feel really kind of.
You'd feel more sorry in the shop than you would for the taxi driver who's running his own business and has to get out of his
little,
car.
Just has his little pouch of cash.
Yeah.
A standard taxi fare is 10 euro, right? If you don't have change of a 50, then you're not, you know, what are you doing?
Okay. Next on the list, things to make you feel slightly guilty. Causing cars to stop when you use a zebra or a pedestrian crossing.
No, I don't. It's
I do sometimes. Yeah, especially if you're the only one crossing and you're like, sorry.
Do that little wave and a little kind of skip walk.
So what are you going to do?
Kind of rush yourself.
Wait until there's a crowd of
you? You just feel like you get more value out of the stop.
It's the rules of the road. Sometimes they don't stop.
Yeah.
God, you're born with original sin, the pair of ye.
I know. Sorry, we just were caring individuals. Taking the last food item.
Well, no, I never feel sorry about this. I feel like if we've all gotten our share, then whatever is left, it's first come, first serve.
If there's like one roast potato left.
I'm going for it.
You're going for it.
Wow. I'd often give the courtesy ask first, but my hand is already on it.
Yeah.
Anybody wants this? No.
Accidentally queue jumping. When you don't realise what way the queue is going, then you're kind of
you're
skipping in ahead of somebody and you don't know whether to go back or.
Yeah. No, but I've often let them go ahead. I'm just like, go ahead, it's grand, go on.
Irish people are terrible for queuing anyway. There's usually about three queues forming to go in the one door.
Yeah. And one more, things make you feel a bit guilty. Reclining your seat on a plane. In case it inconveniences the person behind you.
Yeah, I don't do it. Because
I don't do it either. I just feel too guilty.
Because I know what it's like for the person behind.
Yeah.
People on buses do it. And I'm like, do you not know what's happening back here?
I've got big knees.
I have long legs and you have just reduced my space by about 50%.
You just wait till they get up though and just pull the lever and just put it back up. That's what I've done. Yep, the minute they get up, I'm like, do, and pretend like I don't know what happened. And then they sit back down and they're right back up again.
I don't think there's any need for a reclining chair on a bus or a plane,
no,
to be honest.
No. Just keep them all standards and you'd be grand.
When you don't have money to put in the collection en masse.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I forgot money. Everybody's going to see. Sorry, Father.
What about this one as well? Somebody snapped us. When you get served before someone in the queue for the bar who was clearly there before you.
It depends on the situation.
I would normally try and spend the day with there first.
Yeah, if it's a quiet pub.
But it's not always possible.
But if it's quite a pub, yeah, absolutely. Mm. But on a if it's a mad, not that I go clubbing much anymore, but if it's a mad night out and you've been waiting a couple of minutes, you're going to take your chance, aren't you?
Okay, one more for you now. When the traffic lights turn red, but you've already crossed, so the cars end up stopping for no one and you can feel them stop staring at you.
Say that again now, the cars stop
you
for you.
You press the lights for the pedestrian lights, but then all of a sudden there's a break in traffic, so you walk, and then as you get to the other side, the lights go red and the cars have to stop and there's no one there.
Ah, feck it.
Oh, you're delaying people, Vinny.
They would have delayed me to have to wait and cross.
Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Niall, how are you?
Not bad, how are you?
Oh, great.
What makes you feel slightly guilty, Julie?
When you're coming out of the supermarket, you've paid for everything on your card, and you get to the door, and there's someone there collecting for a charity. Oh my God, it's mortifying. And I think they always think, this one is always saying she has only card.
Yeah, yeah.
Always. It drives me. I feel so guilty going out in the door, and I think, Jesus, they'll think the same thing again. Yeah. I never have cash.
That old stingy one never gives anything to charity.
And I'm they probably don't mortified. Even remember you. That's the thing. But you just, you have it in there self-consciously.
Yeah, no, and I'm always kind of coming up to him, putting my hand up to the side of my face, thinking, can I just rush past them?
Yeah. But do you know what, Julie? If you think you're in a position where they know you, that means they're there too bloody often.
The other thing on that is so many people just using the card nowadays, right?
I never have cash.
Yeah, when there's a whip around in work. Do you ever get caught with that as well? And you've nothing on you.
Oh. Yeah. I came to work last Friday. I had no purse in my bag for lunch even. Yeah, so I'm woeful. Yeah.
Julie, thanks for that. Have a good morning, all right?
You too, God bless.
Cheers, cheers. That's Julie. Let's go to line two. Laura's over there. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, what makes you feel slightly guilty?
Well, actually, the two things that I mentioned happened in the one shopping trip. So, the first thing was I didn't have my fob, you know, for the trolley. So I went in, you know, opened my purse, see, could I get a euro coin? But I didn't have one, like 2 euros. So I had to go in to the customer service bit, you know, there was always a queue, but you can't get a coin unless they're in the middle of a transaction when the till's open. So I had to skip the queue and be like, really sorry, can I get change? And then in the same trip then towards the end, and I had now again only a small few bits, but there wasn't a label on one of my items. So got to the till and then they tried to scan it, but it wouldn't scan. So okay, just hold on there a minute now. I'll be back and I'll go to the aisle and get the price. And I was like, geez.
And if especially if the queue is long behind you, you're kind of apologising to everyone. I'm that person. Sorry for holding you all up.
It's their own fault, there should be a label on it.
I know, but you're the one left standing there.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, I was like a numpty twice with the same person. I said, this girl ever leave the shop?
Just go home, Laura, will you?
That's it. So I left swiftly after that.
Laura, brilliant. Thanks for chatting to us. Have a good morning. Right, couple of other quick ones. Lads, when your friend or sister's on a diet and you're not, and they're having their veg sticks and they're nearly crying because your Chinese or chipper food smells so good.
I've been told to leave the room. So just don't sit in here with me, Trish.
When your friend buys new jeans on sale and they're too small and she gives them to you and they look fab on you, especially when she's been trying to lose the weight.
Oh no.
Are you still friends?
Don't wear them around her. Eat breakfast. Wake it up.
Waking up. On Beat 102-103. What nostalgia have you ruined by revisiting it as an adult? So something that maybe when you were a bit smaller or younger you thought was brilliant, and then you went back to it as an adult and it was like, what did I ever see in this? It's a bit dated, isn't it?
It's easily done.
And it can be movies, it can be TV shows, it can be games, computer games, it can be food, it can be holiday locations, whatever it might be.
Nostalgia is all in, but nostalgia is a powerful emotion.
Okay.
And what follows necessarily doesn't match up. Like, for instance, I bought one of those new mini Nintendo things.
Cool.
I'm afraid to take it out of the box in case I just go, these games are shite.
Yeah.
Because it's happened before with DVD box sets. I have Count Dookula box set. Wind in the Willows was another thing I loved when I was a kid.
Very slow nowadays, I'd say.
7 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
30s something, not so much. A lot of cartoons are the same.
Yeah.
A lot of games.
For me, it's not so much cartoons and games, more so like when I went back to my primary school in Jamaica. Now, I remember it being this massive building full of awe and wonder. And then I went back to visit the teachers. And I don't, maybe it kind of got run down a bit since I left.
Yeah.
But the whole place just looked so run down. And I couldn't believe it. I really was looking around going, what was I so in awe of as a kid?
Yeah. Movies are a big one, and especially the animated stuff you're talking about. Do you remember, Trish, our friend Emma decided to show us The Aristocats?
Yes.
A few months ago, which is one of our favourite movies, and because I love cats, she thought this would be ideal. Myself and Trish just stared at each other the whole way through, going, "What is this?"
You should probably, I think there is an argument for saying you should probably not watch your favourite kids' movie a lot when you grow up.
Yeah. Because it's risky.
Like Never Ending Story for me, I still love it. But if I was to show a kid or even an adult now that in 2017, they'd be like,
Well, that's a good question. It's a good question. If you're a young parent listening and you've got kids, have you tried to kind of recreate the magic? Look at this. This was my favourite movie when I was small.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids just look at you going, what the hell is this? And says, guys, has anyone mentioned their school crushes? I see some of them on Facebook from time to time and I wonder what the heck was wrong with me to think that they were cool and lovely.
Yeah, you're so right about that one. Just going, really? What was going on in my head?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you met your school crush out, though, would you still try and get the shift just to say you did?
I don't know. I'm not that hung up on some of them. Let it go.
Hey, Hayley, how are you?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. And yourself?
Good, thank you.
Now, your nostalgia, what was it that you were big into as a kid?
Yeah, I think I'm being very brave, actually, even admitting to this on the radio.
Go on.
I used to collect stamps when I was little.
Okay.
I used to invest quite a lot of my pocket money in them.
Wow.
And I just wish my mum had told me to stop being such a nerd, really.
Oh, wow.
Well, I used to get genuinely excited about collecting stamps and finding a new one.
And were they just Irish ones that we used to collect from abroad too?
Yeah, British and Irish mainly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then, how many did you have?
About 4 albums.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So from what age to what age did you kind of remember collecting these stamps?
About 5 to 12 maybe. Wow.
Okay. And do you still have the albums?
I do, unfortunately, yeah. I get a lot of slagging from my husband and my children on it.
Okay.
And it was only recently, about 2 years ago, my mum actually moved house and we found them in the loft. And I just thought, oh my God, why did I ever bother with it?
You could have bought a lot of sweets.
Yeah. I could have done, and they're not even worth anything now. So,
I was just going to ask, have they gone up in value at all? Probably no.
No, not in the slightest. They're not worth much at all.
Oh, okay.
Maybe one day.
Hey, but look, there are worse things you could have been doing. And, you know,
well, yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
You could have been eating a lot of sweets, isn't it?
That's true, yeah.
Hayley.
I'm now admitting to it.
Thank you for chatting to us this morning. Have a great day.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Trish, you were saying similarly your Spice Girls sticker collection didn't age too well.
No. I remember like they came in little lollipops, so you try and get the lollipops, and then every week there'd be a different sticker in the magazine.
Mm.
So you try and get all the 5 girls, and they'd be in different outfits, and you try and match up the outfits. And this was like a job nearly. Every day I try and get a different sticker, or every week. And when Jerry left, she kind of ruined things. I had to revisit the book, because who's going to want to buy it with all 5 of them knowing that there's only 4 now?
Oh,
and
Jerry.
Yeah, just ruined it.
I think it might be worth more because of the pre-Jerry days.
maybe. I'm here to wake you up. Wake up! Beat Breakfast with Niall, me and Trish.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma. Talk at beat102103.com is the email address if you've got something you want to raise on the show. We got quite the messy situation this morning. It says, hey lads, have I got a dilemma for you? I'm up here in Dublin working the last 6 months. I met a girl out the other week. She's gorgeous, unreal. Couldn't believe I got the shift. We've been out a handful of times since. She seems to like me, but if I'm honest, it's kind of hard work. I don't think I'm really clicking with her. I know it sounds bad, but she's just so hot, I was willing to give it more time.
On the boys, keeping it real.
Now, here's where it gets tricky. From day one, she told me she was a twin, but I only got to meet her sister last week. Well, she was unreal too. And much better crack, like really some laugh. She's funnier, more outgoing, just my kind of personality. And lads, I was getting some looks off lads sitting there drinking with these two in the pub.
I say you were.
But now I just feel like I've got the raw end of the deal. I don't know if I can go on seeing the first twin, because now I fancy her sister as well and I think she's more sound. Is it time to get out of this one altogether, or would I be the biggest idiot of all time?
Yeah, you would be the biggest idiot of all time.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no, give it a stick around longer, right? You should, God knows what would happen.
But he has, if he sticks around longer, he has to stay with Twin A, who he doesn't really.
I'm letting you have your say, because I'm waiting to just like dive into this one.
Twin A is better than none at all. You might look,
but he hasn't hope of being with Twin B.
No, he hasn't, but sure, things might develop with Twin A. So her personality isn't quite up to scratch yet, but you might fall into place. That might come. That might just happen. Don't give up a fantastic thing just, you know, because you think it's not going to work in a given amount of time.
But he's sitting there looking at her sister with loving, adoring eyes.
Yeah, and he won't be looking at her at all if he gives up the first sister.
Oh my gosh.
You'll have nothing to look at in the pub.
I think you sound absolutely appalling.
Why?
I'm sorry, I'm not with this at all.
I don't think you've done anything wrong here.
You haven't done anything wrong there. People are sitting here looking at me thinking I've won the lotto. Like, yeah. You sound, no. I think you don't deserve either of these twins, to be honest. No, and yeah. He's done nothing wrong apart from... I kind of feel like the way he's talking about them, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Wait, hang on now a second.
I don't think it sounds great.
I was having the crack now, in fairness, but what has he done wrong?
I just don't like the way he's talking about them. Even just saying the sister is better this and the sister is better that. But
What's the difference about you going out with somebody, right, and then in a group there might be a friend of his or something, you go, oh god, actually he's,
I click with him better.
Yeah,
it's this person's twin, it's her sister.
But sure, that's just DNA.
It's not even a choice here. You don't even have a choice, because the twin sister is never gonna even look your way. And there's no point in even making that analogy, because you have no chance.
He should just stick with Twin A.
I think you should just move on,
the lesser
completely
of the two.
But in fairness he never said that he wanted to make things happen with Twin B. He said the awkward situation is now that
he fancies the other sister.
He does, but he never said that he wants that to happen.
Well, it doesn't sound like he's far from it. It sounds like if the occasion came up, he wouldn't say no.
he's wondering whether he should back out at all now because of the awkwardness. He didn't say that he wanted to go after Twin B now.
I think that's probably because he knows Twin B would not be with him after being with Twin A.
Yeah. So he would chance it. He sounds like he would chance it a little bit. I think back out, leave this poor girl alone. Leave her and her sister go, because you don't like her. You clearly don't.
No, he does fancy her on a superficial level.
Yeah, which is not enough for a relationship at all.
But sure, he hasn't given the relationship a go. Look, hang around.
It took him 5 minutes to get on to her sister. 5 seconds. And he's like, oh, she's better crack. She's better looking. She's better this. She's better that. Leave this poor girl alone. And she will go find someone who likes her boringness, as you call it.
My God, I don't know. I think you've been way harsh on him.
Yeah. No, I think he's been way harsh.
You've been very harsh.
Sister. And you boys live in such a fantasy world. Oh, she's a twin. Oh, I'm scoring. Like,
yes,
get
boy.
Over yourself.
You were sitting with twins in the pub.
Let's get some time.
Why would you ever give that up? The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
So, yeah, your man, he's dating a twin. Really fancies her. But the personality's not clicking majorly. And then he met a twin. Really fancies her too, and she's a better personality, he says.
Oh wow.
And he's now in an awkward predicament. Nothing suggests he's going to act on it, but he doesn't really know what he wants to do. And I've got a WhatsApp here. It says, twins tend to share things a lot. You could be one of these things.
Oh no, 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 no. I doubt it's going to go down that route. As much as he would like to dream.
Let me read some of them. Vinny, you're a cad, says the texter.
What's that?
Trish, you're dead right. Not one bit harsh. He's a typical man with no respect for this girl. He needs to leave her alone. If she knew how he was feeling, she would be gone. Or how he was feeling, I should say, she would be gone.
Maybe, actually, yeah.
Another one from Harry. If it's not working, he should get out. Under no circumstances should he go for the other twin. Funny, he suggested he would. He just finds it very awkward. And another one here. Lads, he should leave her alone. The poor girl. Not make a fool out of her. He fancied her sister a few minutes after meeting her. Like, he clearly doesn't like the first girl. If it's happening now, it'll keep happening with every decent girl he sees.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a twin, and there's no fantasy world where we will get with both twins.
No, no.
It's going to make one jealous of the other, even if she doesn't say. You all need to stop thinking with a third leg.
Yes. That's the issue here. You're thinking with other things. Like, she could have an amazing personality, but here one comes now, and she's a twin, and the boys are looking over at the table, and all of a sudden your emotions are all heightened. It's nothing to do, because you were happy with the other girl.
No, he wasn't.
He was okay with her. He said she had a grand personality.
No,
let
him quote it. And this was before he met the other one. If I'm honest, it's hard work. I don't think I'm clicking with her. I know it sounds bad, but she was hot. I was willing to give it more time.
He's really attracted to her.
So why would you even just, like, okay, so you know it's just a physical. So why would you even continue? Like, you know it's probably not going to be a lasting relationship.
But now he's got a bond with the
Trish
other twin.
Trish, bond,
bye. He's got a bond.
In his head.
Trish, have you never gone out with a guy once or twice more than you should have just because he was really hot?
I'm not saying I haven't, but I haven't been looking at his brother going, no, but let's see if that would work out.
No, he's not like, I think there's a real kind of miscommunication here. The guy is not saying he's going to lob the gob on the sister. But what
he would like to.
No, he literally doesn't say that. The question is, should he back out of it altogether now because
he has that little
he
grow
has
for
that
the sister.
Little grow for the sister.
But that's an obvious yes to me. Yeah. It is. If you're sitting there and you're with the sibling and you're looking at their other sibling going, I fancy you more, that's definitely a no-go zone.
Okay, I'll leave the last word on this to Sarah, and he says, guys, if you take the twin out of this scenario, I think the clear advice would be you have to like her for her, not just the looks. Yeah. If you're not clicking with this girl, it's time to move on. Maybe give it another month and see. But be honest with her and yourself. Oh, another month looking at the twin. Oh, that'd be hard going, wouldn't it?
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's Breakfast. Bacon and Egg McMuffin. Available from 7 a.m. daily at McDonald's.